Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
You know, some guests are just a little harder to introduce than others because they have non-traditional titles. And true. I don't know if any of you had this opportunity when you sat down with your high school guidance counselor. You know, there's like, you could be a welder, you could be a doctor, a fireman, an analyst of time. That was not...
I never saw that on the
list. That wasn't one of the options they gave me. It wasn't one of the posters they had on in the wall. But I tell you what, when you're in crazy times and you're trying to discern what is going on in the natural, what's going on in the financial realm, what is God saying, how does this fit into prophetic words, how do all of these things put together? You have to be wired just right to be able to read all those gauges on the dashboard, to be like sitting in a big jet and it's just full of all these metrics. I wouldn't even know how to look at them all. It'd be like the Matrix with the green lines going up and down. Yep. You need somebody with the right mind to break it down. And we happen to have one analyst of time with us here today, Mr. Bo Pulney.
Yay!
Thank you. God bless both of you. God bless your family. Thank you for what you guys do. It's very, very exciting to be alive right now.
It is exciting to be alive. I've really been looking forward to the show. I've been watching some stuff that you put out. We've been looking at your ex, and David's like, he's sending it to everyone. He's like, have you seen this? Have you seen this? It's just really exciting, and we cannot wait to hear what God's been showing you.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. You know, God speaks. I want to start this off with God speaks through his word. So number one, no matter what I say, always go back to the word. Okay. No matter what any prophet says, always go back to the word. Okay. But he also speaks through his servants, the prophets, and he speaks through numbers. Okay. And also, well, then he speaks with signs. Okay. Which we just saw yesterday. Yes. So we'll talk about that. But look at literally what's happening right here. Numerics. Okay. None of this is possible unless there is a godly design to the numerics. Because you can't make this stuff up. You go just a little bit higher up on that slide, you'll see that this is incredible. But from the crash, the Black Monday of 1987, okay, it's 33 years, 33 months, 33 weeks, 33 days. If you add up the 33s, you get four sixes in a row.
Wow.
So it just shows you that there's design to all of this. And so from Black Monday to the eclipse, look at the math behind that. And then above that, you literally saw, right below that, you've seen that there's a slide of 2017, the eclipse. When it entered Salem, okay, it crossed seven cities. I didn't even know there's seven cities called Salem.
Me neither.
It crosses seven cities called Salem. And then it makes another, and then it goes, there's the eclipse yesterday, and it makes a cross. Now, from the, when it entered Salem 7 years or, you know, at, well, it's not, it was actually 6 years, 6 months, 6 weeks, and 6 days ago. So there's your four sixes again.
Wow.
Man. So I'm just looking at the tweet here closer. But it's just unbelievable.
We're watching the mathematical perfection of God. And then so literally I am, so we've got four sixes in a row with regards to this eclipse you're looking at. Okay. So when it enters Portland and into yesterday, it's four sixes in a row. And then also you can reference that to Black Monday. And so indicating that this is I want to use the word marker in time. Please, people, write this down. Eclipses are markers in time. So was Revelation 12 sign. We're going to talk about that in a second. And so don't listen to me. Listen to the word. It says Luke 21, verse 25. It says, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. Okay. And so, but then furthermore, you read Revelation 13. It says, this calls for wisdom. You see, you just don't look at the sign. You have to apply wisdom to the sign. So I've just shown you the math behind. If you apply the wisdom to it, you can get like crazy math calculations, right? And so let the person who has insight calculate. Oh, I calculate. Okay. So this morning, this is crazy. So I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of cool. I'm like 6 months, six, I'm doing the four, six. And I'm like, what else does that mean? I'm going, you know, I'm telling, I just know there's this feeling. So God's like, calculate. I'm like, go calculate. And I keep hearing Revelation 12. So I'm like, okay, let's do the math. Cause God will never reveal it to me. He makes me calculate, right? But he gives me bullet points of like where to start. Cause that's always about when you understand patterns and what I do. There's like Elliott wave analysis. It's fantastic. The problem is, where do you put number one? See, you need to know the starting point of everything. Without a starting point, you don't know, you don't know the math forward. You can know the patterns, but you don't know when it ends. And so it's really complicated. And so what you want to end up having is a starting point. And so you want a starting point. So we know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, for man. Did he not? Mm-hmm. Did yep. Jesus Christ die on the cross for man?
Yes.
He undid what happened in the garden because, Adam and Eve let Satan on the world. God made everything for us. Adam and Eve let evil onto the world. Evil usurped our inheritance. And so Christ needed to come back to this earth to redeem basically give us authority again. And so what he did, he basically gave us authority. Okay. So that's the point. So Jesus Christ died on the cross. He died on the cross specifically when? He died on the cross 2000 years ago. So now check out this math here, which is truly fantastic. If you can click on page 20, please. When you look at the math here, so we know Jesus Christ died on the cross. He died, and when he was born, it was Revelation 12 sight in the heavenly. So he was born from the calculations of what Revelation 12 revealed to us. He was born in 3 BC. He died at 33 years old. His ministry was 3.5 years from when he got baptized. Okay. So check this out. Please, people, take the time, go read Revelation 12. And it describes Jesus because there's a son that's born. There's a son that's born in the heavenlies. Takes 8 months or 9 months to go around the womb in Virgo. And then there's a birth. Okay. So with what that was, that's a birth of Jesus in the heavenlies. But we know Jesus isn't coming back as a child, right? He's coming back as a warrior. Mm-hmm. So what it was no different. Revelation sign was no different than what happened yesterday with the eclipse. It was a sign. So God revealed to me, count. So from Revelation 12 sign, when did Jesus die on the cross for our sins? Good Friday. From Revelation 12 sign, 2017, to Good Friday, 2 weeks ago, was 6 years, 6 months, 6 days.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Revelation 12 states, for it is the number of man. The number is 666. That's the number of man. So Jesus was born on Revelation 12 in the heavenlies, and he died for our sins on Good Friday. 666. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number. Jesus Christ just died for our sins. And then we had resurrection 3 days later. Mm-hmm. Resurrection specifically was March 31. Let me show you the math that God has revealed, how awesome this is. Kim Clement had a prophecy. The prophetic word was specifically about from January 21 to count 70 days forward. 70 days from January 21 just happens to be 3 days later after Jesus dies on the cross for our sins, for man. Jesus died for man. 3 days later is Resurrection Sunday, March 31. The revelation, if you want to play the video in a second from now, from the Kim Clement prophecy, God revealed the prophecy 2 weeks ago to me. And specifically what it was this. We know that the root of all evil was abortion in the United States because we are a nation founded under God who turned their back to God and allow the killing of the Creator's creation in a nation founded under God, a covenant nation. So talk about the hedge of protection being removed from the people, right? And look, all hell broke loose over 50 years. So when you read Leviticus, thou shalt consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all of its inhabitants. There's a second part to that equation is the petrodollar contract. I know you've had analysts on your show. You talk about we talk about the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar contract, talk about the BRICS. Okay. You see, so it's a window from Roe v. Wade becoming law, to specifically the signing of the petrodollar contract. The petrodollar contract was signed on June 9th, 1974. So between the signing the law of Roe v. Wade of January 22nd, 73 to June 9th of 1974, you've got about a year and a half window there. This is the year and a half window that we're in right now. Now, what God's revealed is, remember, because God's going to intervene upon our world. So there's two time points you want to consider. There's Passover and Pentecost. Basically, those are two time points the world is about to witness incredible things happen. When you study what happened at Passover, Passover is a time point. And this is, I want to give you examples of it. Passover is a time point when God, the Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, specifically where God intervenes. I want to use the word intervenes upon the world. And examples of that is what happened with the angel of death showing up. Okay. That was God intervening for man. God has to intervene first to stop the craziness. Okay. So God intervenes. And the second thing was what happened at Passover, right? Passover is when God intervenes. And the second Passover would have been when Jesus was the Passover lamb. You see, so God, Jesus, intervened for man. Get it? So Passover is a time of godly intervention.
Okay.
There's a second time point, which God revealed to me. Again, this all is literally came to me just this morning, okay? There's a second time point, and you can actually see this. I wrote it here on page, it's on the bottom left of page, I don't even know where I put it. Bottom left, it's on the resurrection.
I want to tell our listeners if you're listening on podcast format or where you cannot see the screen, or if you want access to these slides, just send us a text to 40509 and put the word Bo in the body of the text and you'll get a Dropbox link. We'll just get these to you. Bo's going to make these available.
On page 20, but please get these slides because there's so many details, new details in these. Please continue,
David. There's way more details than you get into. It's a little, you know, asterisks and legends and different things inside of these. And
so much fun to look at.
You can make it your own little Bible study and tear these things apart. Go look up the scriptures, ask for God's revelation for you that you can discern and decipher these things for yourself. But you have access to this information. It's not just Bo on here speculating. Mm-hmm. He makes his receipts available to you. So 40509, the word Bo. Also, you can track all of his work at gold2020forecast.com. And, you know, when it comes to trading and cryptocurrencies and, you know, gold and silver, all these kind of things, and charts, he makes all these things. If you're more into that space and you want to know those things, he's thorough and constantly updating those for his subscribers. And so that's a thing that's available there as well.
Thank you. So Passover, Pentecost, two critical time points in the world for God to intervene upon our world. And we're going to talk about both of those time points. So Passover is a time when God specifically intervenes. Pentecost is a time that God gives. Okay. So think about the difference, right? So Pentecost, what happened at Pentecost? God gave, that was the birth of the law and at Torah of Sinai. So God gave the Hebrew people the law. He gives. And what happened at Pentecost with the apostles? He gave the Holy Spirit. Are you with me?
Yep.
So Passover is a time of intervention, biblical intervention, godly intervention. Pentecost is when God gives and makes the people work. Let's be really clear about that. So God's going to give something at Pentecost and then do what? It's our time to get busy. Get it? Mm-hmm. It's our time as the body of Christ to get busy. And so I'm going to show you how these two time points are critical in our world because we're about to witness incredible things go down. I talked about the Kim Clement prophecy of January 21. So when you read Revelation or when you look at Roe v. Wade and you look at the time window on that, so I'm going to give a specific date of January 22nd, 1973, 50-year Leviticus takes you to January 22nd, 2023. So since you're writing it down, that would start the 50th year. right, Stacey? Mm-hmm. And then when would the 50th year end? It would end at the very last day of the 50th year. It would be January 21, because January 22nd, 2024 would actually start year 51, if you're with me, right? So
yep.
Year 51 would start on January 22nd. So what's the very, 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 very last day? And when does God show up? At the very, 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 very last minute. And so last day will be January 21 of Roe v. Wade, the 50-year Jubilee cycle. So please play the video of Kim Clement and the importance of January 21 of the 70 to 100 day.
I saw a python. And God said, between the 70 and 100 days, it shall begin, the strangulation and the destruction of this will begin. And it is going crazy. It is manifesting throughout America because it is dying. Now, you may not understand spiritual warfare and Diablo and Satan and demons and darkness, but it waits for an attraction. It waits for an invitation. And as I've said, there's been great division. But also it was spoken of that beginning January 21st, there would be a period in between 70 and 100 days, the spirit of Pythos will be destroyed if the people act accordingly. This spirit is doing its utmost to destroy as many states as possible, make its mark. It'll be leaving, and we'll show that to you today. I wore this purposefully. It's the gold, and I'll explain that in a few minutes, because he spoke to me about watching the gold as a sign.
This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years, you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900. Wow.
So 70 days was Resurrection Sunday. So let's go back. It was 6 years, 6 months, and 6 days that Jesus, born in the heavenlies, because he's not coming back. It was a marker. He was showing himself, because this was the same sign 2,000 years ago, Revelation 12. You can use Stellaria. I've done it. You can go all the way back. It's 2,000 years. Stellaria, take it all the way back. And you, what you'll find, it goes at 3 BC. So this was the exact same sign that was born when Jesus was born in the heavenlies 2,000 years ago. This is how awesome the math is behind all of this. Actually, if you want to click on page 33, Colton, you'll actually see that. So this running the Stellaria program on page 32. So there is your Stellaria calculations, and it literally takes you, or I'm sorry, page 31. But there it is. So this same Revelation 12 sign was in the heavenlies. When you run Stellaria, it takes you back to 3 BC. Phew. Jesus Christ died on the cross at year 30 because he was born negative 3. He died at 33 years old. And, you know, so then you got the Agenda 2030 coming out. Why? Because a year, a day is but 1,000 years. And you read scripture, 2,000 years later would be 2030. You see, evil is going to come in and mock God and deceive everybody. This is how awesome our God is. He's laying everything out in perfect timing. But what they're doing right now is wrong timing. And so they're twisting the clocks to confuse everybody, because Satan, all he can do is lie, cheat, kill, steal, destroy. So he's twisting the clock. So understand this same sign that just happened. We saw it happen, as I just showed you, with the six, with a 666 calculation relative to what we talked about specifically on page 20, which was the 666 calculation. So Jesus was born 2000 years ago. He was born again on 2017. 6 years, 6 months, 6 days later, specifically, he dies on the cross again for us. And then we step into what's called resurrection. Resurrection happens to be the fulfillment of the Kim Clement prophecy of 14 years ago. So let's start at page one and let's talk about why today is so important. Today is New Year's. How awesome is this? Today starts Bravo. You've heard this before that I've talked about, but blessings begin, revival, awakening, vindication, and open heavens begin starting today and into Pentecost. So this is what's about to happen. So if you go to page four, this is the understanding we need to look at. 70 days, which you'll see right there, was the resurrection of Christ. But the church, the bride, has not resurrected yet. Why? Because when does that happen? That happens at Pentecost. Because that's when God gives. First, God's got to intervene. Then God's going to give. If that makes sense. Back to exactly that which has been will be again. So let's look at timelines. I want to kind of continue here. Page six, look how incredible this math is. So Trump gets in, he gets elected on November 8th, 2016. When you read Daniel 12:7, it says, it will be for a time, times and a half a time. That's 3.5 years. I know I'm going to go through a lot of numbers today, but I'm going to show the awesomeness of our God. So please, those that this is like a little bit too quick sometimes, please just go back and watch this video again. But it's mind-blowing because the math isn't almost right. The math is perfect. You see, that's the problem for those that say it's not happening. No, the math is perfect. So Trump is elected November 8th, 2017, 1260 days, a Daniel 12 cycle takes us to April 20th, 21 of the year 2020. Well, if you go to the next slide, page seven, what happened? We watched oil plunge to negative $38 a barrel. Remember that? Mm-hmm. We've talked about that on our show. There's the slide. So you can literally see it on a chart. You can see a big spike straight down. I watched it happen. I knew something was going to happen on that day because it was a biblical calculation. And what I knew then to 4 years later today, like mind-blowing differences. Why? Because actually, I got baptized between now and then, but God's really, uses us more and more, because what is revelation? It's a reveal. So every day you get revealed more. Just like today, I got the revelation of the mathematical proof that Jesus died for our sins relative to the Revelation 12 sign and Good Friday. That's how's that possible? How is that possible? But yet it's, we can calculate it because he who has wisdom understands that times can count, just count. And so what I want people to understand is God revealed to me something very specific. When oil went to negative $38 a barrel, he said to me, that's a sign. That's interesting. That's a sign. That's a sign. Well, he goes, well, then use a Noah's Ark cycle, which is what? It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. I wasn't at that time using the Jonah cycle, because if you read Jonah 3:6, it says you have 40 days to repent or God will destroy Nineveh. So we'll talk about that in a second. But I never heard that one. What I heard was a Noah cycle. Start counting time. So 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, the George Floyd riots.
Were 40 days and 40 nights after that?
Yes, right. 40 days and 40 nights where the George Floyd riots literally broke out exactly 40 days and 40 nights from oil going to negative $38 per barrel. So this is how incredible the math is behind all of this stuff. So if you use, and this is the wild part. Okay, well, that's interesting. George Floyd riot breakout, but why did they break out? Let me think here. What weekend was that? What biblical feast was that? Oh, Pentecost.
Wow.
Because that wasn't like a, so, just a natural occurring no. thing that there was so much almost like demonic bent up rage unleashed mm-hmm. on our country and others.
And
you know,
spread like wildfire.
That was, you know, funded and accelerated and the media, the way it was covered, mm-hmm. it was definitely, it felt more like a spiritual battle between good and evil mm-hmm. at that moment.
So if you go to page 36, please. So page 36 shows that we're not, see, everything might feel political, but it's not. It's all biblical because we're living in biblical times. Okay. Now, page 37 basically states very clearly where as the times began, which began in 2020, okay, I'm going to be very clear. We're not in tribulation. That would be the really scary point of time. We're leading into it. And God showed me we're leading in with 7-year cycles as we're heading into the tribulation. Okay. So we're 7-year cycles. We're leading into the tribulation. Let's be clear about that. So the beginning of the end began in 2020. Well, that one, you know, we had Corona come on scene. Okay. The second seal of Revelation opened on Pentecost, George Floyd riots, May 30th, 2020. So if you go to page 38, there it is right there. So look at the second seal breaks. Okay. Second seal breaks. What do you have? That the George Floyd riots. The next day you've got, this is weird. So the George Floyd riots happened. The next day you got rioting in Paris, Brazil, London, Argentina, Black Lives Matter, Portland, Chicago, Minneapolis riots, New York riots, Seattle, Russia, Ukraine war, the Canadian trucker convoy, Israel, Hamas war. All of these things happened right after
the second
peace was taken from the earth. Mm-hmm. Right. So right after peace was taken from the earth. Okay. So now understand we're stepping into in the next slide. We're waiting for what? The third seal to manifest. What's that? Well, Haggai 2:8, the silver and the gold are mine, saith the Lord. When you read scriptures, the writing on the wall, many a tekel of shasim, you've been weighing the balances and found wanting. Your kingdom has come to an end. That night, Darius died. Belshazzar died. Darius comes in and takes over Babylon. Because why? The prophecy was his kingdom has come to an end, will be given to the Medes and the Persians. In 24 hours, the whole thing flipped. The whole thing changed. Okay. Don't be surprised that didn't happen on Pentecost. Don't be surprised that did not happen on Pentecost. And why I'm saying is because we're seeing the flipping of the scales. And so what we're waiting for back on page 37, we're waiting for this third seal to manifest, which is financial collapse, calamities, the crash of the US dollar, and the explosion of gold and silver on page 37. So we're looking for that event to happen. So now if we scroll all the way back and go to the slide that we were just talking about, page 7, what I want people to understand is the viewers listen here. The oil going to zero was a marker. 40 days and 40 nights, I just explained to you, was a second seal of Revelation. 40 days and 40 nights was Pentecost. George Floyd riots break out. Mm-hmm. Peace was taken from the earth. Everything you know with regards to peace changed. Tell me that I'm wrong. Look what I just described, what happened right after the George Floyd riots occurred. Okay. We've seen nothing but peace was taken from the earth.
Yeah.
So now let's go first full circle. We're stepping into the great undo for the great redo.
Yes.
What did we just know? Let's listen really closely here. Okay. Put that slide back up for just a second, because right above that slide, we're going to look up. And what do you see there? You see his glory. You see April 8th, 2024. I put that there intentionally because that's a what? It's a marker. It's a sign. When you read back to Luke 21, 25, it says there will be signs, mm-hmm. the sun, moon, and stars. So we're going to go the Jonah cycle, 40 days and 40 nights forward from the sign. What could it be? Pentecost!
Yay!
How is this happening? Get it? 40 days and 40 nights from what just witnessed yesterday. Today is the New Year's Day on the Hebrew calendar. So if you click on the slide 26, we're going to do the Jonah sign from yesterday. 40 days and 40 nights takes you to May 18th, 19th, judgment. Now, there's two types of judgment that are going to happen here. Well, one judgment, one chastisement. God is, you know, for whatever a man soweth, thus shall he reap. Galatians. God is going to judge. We're going to see judgment. It's going to be the most wild. Again, is it going to happen this weekend? I don't know. I'm doing the math for you, but it's freaking me out because the math is so perfect. Okay. So what it's saying is judgment is going to come upon the world. Okay. But the judgment is not for a covenant nation. It's for those who stole, who took from the bride everything. It's trying to steal everything. And so play that Kim Clement prophecy. And what does it say? For you have been besieged, America, besieged by haters of America for how long? 7 years. But I will take you out of your besiegement. Now let's do 6 years, 6 months. You understand the math. You go back to Revelation 12 sign. That's basically 7 years. You have been besieged for 7 years by haters of America. So go play the prophecy of Kim Clement. And I'm showing you that the 7 years started when Obama put transgenders in the military. And it's exactly from that point, 7 years this June to the mark. Mm. If you use Revelation 12 sign, it's just 3 months later. So from transgenders in the military to this June is exactly 7 years. What I'm saying, Pentecost is literally the month before. So play the 7-year prophecy right now, please. Thank you, Colton.
The giants that have come, the brothers of Goliath, stand in glee watching America. We will cripple you. You will lose your credit. And people will become very afraid. I have said I will bring this nation to its knees. And God said you have been humbled. And then you shall hear the sounds of great victory.
Okay, so let's do some math. 2016, from Obama and the transgenders in the military, add 7 years, 2023. Timeline started in 2016, 7 years, 2023. What did Kim Clement prophecy say? I'm going to bring your enemies to the floor. A massive, massive shaking is about to happen. This is going to be the greatest time point in human history. So now that I've explained all that, let's listen closely to this prophecy and you'll understand what Kim was saying in reference to time.
For many that have cried out and said, God will destroy this nation. The Spirit says, may I remind you the covenant that I made with this nation is immutable, is unchangeable. And I created and spoke over this nation to feed the world, to heal the earth. God says, yes, judgment will come, but it shall not come at this time in the fashion that they have spoken. They have said, there shall be a crash and America shall be crippled. God said, not at this time, not at this time, for I have raised you up for a season. And there shall be 7 years where I will take you out of your besiegement. You have been besieged for 7 years, America. You have been surrounded by your internal enemies. Haters of America have stood up. And I will take the wealth of the wicked and for a season transfer it into the hands of the righteous. And
all these people actually believe they're going to get away with it. Because why? They've all been tricked or deceived by who? The great deceiver. God's undefeated. God's letting them walk in. And they're walking into the greatest trap in human history.
I will bring an amount of restoration to this nation. And they shall be taken out of their siege that you've been in for 7 years. And then the songs will come from all over this nation. From young people who deserve to sing my song.
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there was an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo De La Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets. That is so powerful, man. I'm taking all of these notes.
Tearing up our note card here. Okay, break this down for us, Bo.
So let's go some of the bullet points, right? I will bring this nation to its knees. Okay, well, that will happen, right? Because it's going to look horrific and scary. What happened to Jesus at the cross, right? Everybody freaked. The apostles all bailed on him. The only thing left were the women. Thank God for the women, you know? But this is really what happened at the cross. At the Red Sea, everyone's freaking out. Why? Because there's no way out. Pharaoh's coming at them. They got nothing they can do. They're dead. God showed up. You see, so we're at a point of time where judgment is coming. And he even said, you know, judgment will come, but it's going to come on the house of the wicked. Mm-hmm. Get it? It's going to come on the house of the wicked. Yes, we, the people, will be chastised too, because God has to bring us to our knees. So then when you go low, you can go high. He takes you low to take you high. But again, this is the shaking of the fence. God's going to shake this fence. So expect incredible things. The shakings will start to happen, particularly what I heard through credit to Janie. God spoke directly to her saying that it will start in Salem. And those who know that specifically, Salem is before there was the word Salem, there was the word Shalom. I don't know if you knew that. So Salem later on turned into the word Shalom. Mm. First it was Shalom.
Shalom then turned into Salem.
Salem, and then Melchizedek changed Salem into Jerusalem, which is still Salem, and the USA is in there. And so all of the shaking's about to happen across the globe. I don't know what all that means, okay? But what I'm trying to illustrate is that the sign of Jonah is 40 days from yesterday to Pentecost weekend. So this is what's called, I would call it a countdown to Pentecost. But in between Pentecost, because you got the 70 and the 100th day, the 70th day was resurrection. The 100th day would be April 30th, 2024, 100th day. It's the last day of Passover. So furthermore, he talked about the judgment will come, wealth of the wicked will be transferred. That's Proverbs 13:22. The wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. And this is a time point where when you study that which has been will be again, Exodus, when you understand with the angel of death, if you can bring up slides specifically talking about the angel of death and Passover on the time window, we want to look at page 21, because page 21 will give us a visual calendar understanding, so we can look at time from godly perspective. So yesterday was the eclipse. Yesterday, when I said the word year 2023, so technically from the Hebrew calendar and applying it to our calendar, 2023 ended yesterday. Today would be the first of the year. Scripturally, that will be Exodus 12:2. Exodus 12:2, it says, count from this day forward is day one. And then what do? Then you go all the way to the 10th day, which is Exodus 12:3. On the Exodus 12:3, you select your lamb. And then you slaughtered your lamb on when? the scripture for it. It's the Passover scripture, and it talks about the slaughtering lamb on Nisan 14 into 15. And so on the Nisan 14, you slaughter your lamb. Why? Because the angel of death shows up that night, and then Nisan 15 would be the release where God intervenes. So remember, we talked first about God intervening at mm-hmm. Passover. So there is that prophecy. If the pharaohs of this world want a demonstration of my power, meaning God's power, a demonstration they shall receive, my first strike comes in the month of April. Okay. And so that was an Amanda Gray's prophecy. My point I'm trying to illustrate with that is if God's going to intervene on the world, it would be at Passover. So Passover 2024 is the 22nd of April. Now, from the 22nd of April, it's an 8-day calendar to the end, and the last day of Passover is the 30th. So back on page 21, you'll see the last day of Passover is April 30th. What a coincidence. That just happens to be the 100th day that Kim Clements spoke of.
Wow.
Can I ask you a question here? If this you're going to get to this later maybe, but Did you find it interesting yesterday? There was two main headlines. Obviously, the eclipse kind of dominated the headline cycle, but the second most popular headline was about abortion, was about Roe Wade, was about Trump's comments and the federal rights versus getting it back to the states, and you know, a lot of people weighing in on that. It was like the two headlines of the day were eclipse and abortion. Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I never thought about that. I did see a couple clips about that as well. So, but again, that is abortion is the crux of everything. So abortion is the reason we're here. The reason, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, it was started in 71. It was the Davos Manifesto was written in 73, 50 years to the mark is now. Okay. So we're seeing fulfillment of what was written in the Davos Manifesto by Klaus Schwab. And so, but again, thou shalt consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land. So we're about to witness, it's all about the land. The land is about the covenant. You see, the covenant represents the land and the people. And so 2 Chronicles, if my children who are called by my name humble themselves and pray. So it's an if-then statement. It's very clear. It's like a computer program. If you do this, then God will do that. So 2 Chronicles, if my children who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and here it is, turn from their wicked ways, abortion.
Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting that you say that because the center spot of the X is Carbondale, Illinois. That is the center, Little Egypt, of the X that was formed by the 2017-2024, Carbondale, Illinois. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting fact I learned from Robin Bullock yesterday because he did an 11th hour yesterday, typically on Tuesday, but yesterday. And if you've not seen it, I highly encourage you, go watch the 11th hour that Robin Bullock put out. But he said that you're bringing up abortion. Carbondale, Illinois, the exact center of the X that was formed by that, prior to Roe v. Wade and all of that going down, there was no abortion clinics in Carbondale. After that, two opened up in Carbondale, Illinois, in a very small community.
It is a small town. We helped host that event with
And so that stream. Whole abortion thing, eclipse thing, there was definitely a reason spiritually because two abortion clinics opened up in Carbondale, Illinois after Roe v. Wade went down.
And right where the X was made, there was, wow. There is a cross that's 111 feet tall, 111. And there's another eclipse because it makes that alpha, right? So there's another eclipse in the year 2023 when we were speaking at the Reawaken Tours in 2023. And then they crossed that again yesterday too. And there's another cross there, and that's in Texas, and that cross is 77 feet and 7 inches tall. Wow. So at both
None
points,
of these are by accident.
Yeah. So at both points there's two eclipses that were crossed yesterday. The eclipse of 2017 and the eclipse of 2023. Both of these eclipses from past had crosses at the exact same mark. The one of 23, the height was 77 feet 7 inches tall. The one of 2017 was 111 feet tall. So if you add up the total, that's 8888 Trinity. So
wow.
It's just showing you how perfect all of this is and how awesome our God is. And it's literally, and so we just have to understand we're living in biblical time. So we're watching these incredible things manifest. And again, I've said, you know, God speaks through his word. So always go back to the word, but you know, but we've referenced that a lot of times through this podcast. He speaks through the servants of prophets. He speaks through numerics, which I'm trying to illustrate. And the numerics are not almost right. No, they're perfect. That's the crazy part, because it's not crazy. It's by design. And then beyond that, he speaks through the sign. There are signs in the heavens, or sun, moon, and stars. So all we're watching, I'm just putting the one piece together that everybody, so everybody will have a road we walk on, right? And so I'm just trying to show you how awesome our God is.
But he's we're so really good. At a point in
time. Yeah, it's, and he's doing this to show us that we're about to see biblical interventions. Okay, so let's get to the nitty gritty here again. So between the 70th and 100th day, the spirit of Pythos will be destroyed. Well, what does that mean? Well, what I said earlier, Passover is a time of what? Intervention. So I would expect, based on the calculations, we were going to see some type of biblical intervention at Passover. If you bring slide 21 up, you'll see the day before Passover. Remember, we got 4,000 years of the Jews, 2,000 years of the Gentiles. We talked about ever since, you go Stellaria, Christ was born. So it was about 2,000 years ago. And then the 1,000-year millennial reign, which is what we're waiting for. So the birth of the bride, and the bride ultimately leads to what? You know, we're going to 1,000-year millennial reign. So it's 4-2-1. Get it?
Yep.
Now, look at the day before Passover. April 21, the year 24. 4-2-1-2-4. It's right there in front of you. Look at it. The day before Passover is 4-2-1-2-4. So that is a, by definition, from a biblical perspective, it's called death to life. So right at Passover, I'm telling you, the calculations are saying that if we study history, and then the calculations layered into that, expect intervention. The intervention is then followed by something a few days later, a few weeks later, which leads us into Pentecost. From a time point as well, from Nisan 17 will be the 25th. Nisan 17 will be like kind of a new beginning, because remember, so now we study Exodus, the scriptures of Exodus. We've talked this in prior podcasts. It took, if we look at the slides, page 27, it took from Passover 16 days. So Angel of Death shows up. So let me explain. We've known Kim Clement, Robin Bullock, I'm not sure Kim, but I know about four or five prophets have stated, we've said this before in prior podcasts, Angel of Death is on the earth. We've stated that, and not we've stated that, it's been verified by three or four, maybe five prophets.
Julie voices. Green,
the Angel of Death
Kim
is on
Clement.
The earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got the Angel of Death prophecies. We know that if the Angel of Death should and could show up, it would be potentially a cycle of time, like that which has been will be again. So it happened at the time of Passover. So there's a huge probability we're going to see hundreds of, potentially thousands of deaths in a single night in April. Okay. But it's death of the sin, because remember, the angel of death attacked evil and passed over Goshen. So understand, we're standing at that moment in time. And because of that, God took away Pharaoh's most prized possession, his son. And understand, the next morning, Israel was freed from bondage. So let's do the math. 16 days to get to the Red Sea. I'm not making these numbers up. This is an Exodus. From the 16 days, they camped at the Red Sea for 8 days. They crossed on the 25th day. The 25th day they crossed, and then Pharaoh went into the Red Sea, and God closed the Red Sea on Pharaoh's head. And it went from being Israel being destroyed in the morning to being victorious on the other side, and Pharaoh being destroyed in 24 hours. So that was on the 25th day. So 25 days from Passover is, oh, what a coincidence, Pentecost.
From every angle. God has hit it from every angle.
And then let's look at the big picture. Yeah, that slide right there. This is the big picture, okay? So let's have some fun here. So look at the big picture. So Mayflower lands November 21, 1620. We know Israel's in bondage 400 years. 400 years is November 2020. Oh, the stolen election, right? And then you read Daniel 12, 7. It says, it will be for a time, times, and a half a time, which means it. When Jesus Christ's ministry was, it was an it thing. Jesus was the it. It was for 3.5 years. His ministry was for 3.5 years. So it could be good. It could be bad. Please understand. That's why God used the word it, because whatever you want, whatever God decides to put in there, that will happen. So it was good when Jesus got baptized. Oh, it was really good, right? It was. And so we had 3.5 years of the greatest time the world's ever seen at that time, because signs, miracles, and wonders. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you go from November 21 of 2020, you go, it will be forward, but this time you're going to insert the word evil. Evil will be for 3.5 years. 3.5 years takes you to November 21, 2020. I'm sorry, takes you to May 21, 2024, 4 days or 3 days after Pentecost, but in fact, it's the second Passover. There's a second Passover for those that were not clean.
And Amanda Grace talked about that.
So I texted her when she did that. So this freaked me out, because now we're talking 400-year calculation. 400 years to the exact day Mayflower lands. You add 400 years to the election. You add a it will be cycle, a Daniel cycle, and you land on second Passover 2024. I don't know what to tell you, except this is mind-blowing on how this comes out. Page 29 about Passover is awesome, because what happened? Because Nimrod was building the Tower of Babel. Was he not? Right before it was complete, he was building with what? What was he building it with? Bricks. Read Genesis 11:3. He was building it with bricks. Come on, people. There are no coincidences. He was building the Tower of Babel with bricks. And right before they finished building the Tower of Babel, God showed up, destroyed the Tower of Babel, twisted everybody's tongues, the Holy Spirit, changing of the tongues, speaking in tongues, and the Tower of Babel fell on Pentecost. Babel, Mystery Babel Lawn.
Wow. Man. Okay, Bo, we are in the last minute and a half. So before we let you go, anything else that you want to share with the Flyover family? Because this is so exciting. I can't believe I've taken so many notes, and David even put some stuff on the side to research, because we're so excited about what you were saying. It made us think of this or that, or check this out.
Yom Kippur War started exactly 50 years to the mark, Leviticus cycle, October 6th to the mark, 73 to 23. Boom, boom, right to the mark. Go check my videos. Why? It's not about me. It's about God. God revealing things to me. He said, count and look at this four specific dates relative to the Yom Kippur War. Will it play out this way? I don't know. But the peace treaty on the Yom Kippur War was signed on May 31, 1974, which means that right after the Red Sea miracles that happened in May, if the financial system collapses or crushes, they lose the dollar, loses status, the world reserve currency. Guess what they fund the wars with? Oh, the U.S. dollar, which no one's accepting anymore. Huh. Interesting. We just may see the wars come to a sudden end by May 31, 2024. Will it? I don't know. But if you look on page 35, you'll see precisely the exact matching of every single. There's four dates from the Yom Kippur War to the Tabernacle War. And on page 35, you will see an exact replica match. All that's missing is May 31. What happens? We're all going to find out together, but I'm showing you between Pentecost, between the 30th, 70th day, Resurrection Sunday, to Pentecost weekend, May 18th, 19th. Fasten your seatbelts, because that also is a Jonah 3:6 judgment and vindication, because when God intervenes, it's both. It's judgment and vindication at the same time. Look what happened at the Red Sea.
I love it. Ah, it's so good. Okay, so Flyover family, again, to get everything that Bo was going through, just text the phone number 40509. Text the word Bo, B-O, to 40509. Also, make sure you're following him at gold2020forecast.com. gold2020forecast.com. Bo, thank you so much for your time. This has been so enlightening and so exciting, as always.
I'm buckled up and tuned in. I know it's a great time to be alive.
That's for sure. Thanks again, Bo.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes!
30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry! You gotta be hungry!
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there was an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo de la Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left, like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well, so we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets. You know what time it is. It's time for an economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott.
All right,
Doc, how are people you doing?
Great.
People on the edge of their seats, man. This is,
oh, wow. You've
never been more relevant, maybe in your life. This is an amazing window.
Everybody's looking at you like our dog Reagan looks at David when he's eating popcorn.
Yeah.
This is just God's blessing. I mean, the impact and influence is just, it's just exploding.
It is.
And to me, it's like, all right, we've been right. I mean, there's no bones about it, but it's just Holy Spirit empowerment, understanding trends. It's not rocket science. It's really not. When governments run out of money, they start to do crazy things. When they start to do crazy things, they print more money. Now the rest of the world hates America. They're dumping U.S. treasuries. They're buying gold. They're hiding it. The Fed is like telling, you know, Congress to go take a flying leap. We're not going to give you any information. It's like, what? The world's gone crazy, right? And those are some of the things I want to go over. But the bottom line is, and we've seen this in the making for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now when it's right in front of us, it's like, yeah, we've been talking about this for 2 years. And when it happens, it's like, I can't believe it's here. I'm partly in that boat myself. Even though I've been talking about it for 2 years, it's like, right. Man, it's like, I don't think anybody understands, including you all, including myself, the magnitude of what's about to happen, right? Because even though we've been talking about it, when you look at what's happened to the price of gold and the price of silver, people think, well, is it just supply and demand? Yes. However, it's been a shift globally from the West to the East on who owns gold. So if you look at charts, which I want to look at them, but I want to cover a couple of things. First is China owns the majority of the world's gold now. And this is all, you know, new reports coming out, and we're looking at it. It's like, if they own the majority of it, do they want the prices to be low or to be high? They want it to be high.
Definitely. Right?
So when we had the majority of it, and we were, you know, we wanted it to keep buying it at these low prices. Now that they already own it, they want the prices to go through the roof because they're trying to be the world's reserve currency. And what have you seen now? There's not as much price fixing. There's countries are wanting to repatriate their gold. That China's got all this massive unsubstantiated, because they don't report it, but like 30,000 tons of gold, not the 5,000 tons that you know, global officials are saying. Mm-hmm. I bet it's 30,000. Well, yeah, you're going to want prices to go high. There's no more price fixing. Shanghai Gold Exchange doesn't allow for short selling. It's like, dude, no wonder, because they knew what they were doing over the last decade, amassing tons and tons and tons and thousands of tons and tens of thousands of tons of gold. So now people are shocked that the price is going up. I don't think they should be shocked at all that the price is going up, because it's in their best interest to make that happen. So okay, you've got this.
Kirk, can I clarify, when you say we a moment ago, just for our listeners, no, when you say we, you don't mean you and Stacy and I or your firm. When you say we, you're referring to America.
America at this point. Yeah.
Like our America. Political strategy versus China versus the globalist, how they're positioning against each other on the risk board.
Yeah. So Martin Armstrong actually did this article a couple weeks ago, not this one that's on the screen, but he wrote an article about why are central banks buying gold? Well, why are they buying gold? Dude, producer Colton, you're a genius.
He's really good.
That's pretty good.
So why are they buying gold? This goes back to Biden and Putin. When Russia attacked Ukraine and Biden said, I'm going to do the nuclear option and I'm going to cause Russia to get out of the SWIFT system. So no more banking for them. Right. So Russia went to China to be part of their SWIFT system called SIPS, and really created that union of the BRICS nations. And they didn't create it. It was already there, but they sure strengthened it because of Biden's stupid actions. Right. So, so now this war with Ukraine, because Biden decides, hey, this Zelensky guy who's actually anti-Christian and is blocking all church services in Ukraine, he is somehow better than Putin. So anyway, that Putin's getting ticked, right? And so what did Biden do politically? He froze their assets. He froze all of their gold, like almost a trillion dollars worth of gold, said you can't have it. Right. So
wow.
The rest of the world is saying, we don't want this Biden guy to freeze our assets because he doesn't like us, or they're weaponizing the US dollar. So now all these countries are starting to pull gold away from the Fed. And this is a very interesting thing, because this is why we're seeing a mass exodus of gold out of the West and into the East. So this is causing supply and demand issues. Well, how bad is it? So there's research that I found that shows the net flows of gold from the West to the East. And you know what it says? It says that since April of last year, China added these are just reported numbers.
Right.
I think the unreported numbers are substantially higher. But China has 160 tons of gold, India 80, Turkey 62, Saudi Arabia, part of BRICS, now 20. Look at America, minus 136.
How?
So, because that's the gold flow that we used to have that's being repatriated and going to these other countries. So China's amassing all the gold and they're taking the stuff back because they said, look, we're not going to be caught the way that Russia was. And they basically froze their assets. think all these countries are starting to do the same, plus buying gold. And America's at minus 136. That's almost exactly the opposite of China. That's plus 160, we're 136. So this caused Congress to go to the Fed and say, Freedom of Information Act, we want to know how many countries are pulling out their gold, who it is and how much. And what did Jerome Powell say? He thumbed his nose at them and said,
pound sand.
I don't care if it's a Freedom of Information Act. We're not telling you. Said, if you want to know the information, you have to go to the New York Fed, and the New York Fed's not going to tell you. So therefore, you're not going to get the information.
This is Congress asking him. This isn't like, my cousin trying to find out. This is the elected officials that we have representing our interests as a people.
Yes.
Asking Trump.
So to be in contempt of Congress, which is breaking the law, evidently the Fed is above that. But why would they go to great lengths to not even comply with a FOIA and say, we're not telling you? It's because they know that they don't want people to know how much gold is actually leaving the West and going to the East, because it spells death and destruction for the Western financial system as we know it. Right? I mean, so this is why things like this are happening. So let's look at some charts that I sent over to you earlier. So there's one called Dollars Out, Gold In. What are the central banks around the world doing? They're getting rid of U.S. treasuries. And we always have to ask, well, okay, so they're getting out. That's only one side of the equation. What are they doing with the proceeds, right? Maybe they're sitting in their own currency. Maybe they're buying other people's currency. No, they're not. They're buying gold, right? So they're getting out of treasuries, going into gold. Russia did this a few years ago. A few years ago, Putin got rid of all U.S. treasuries, like literally 100%. Russia owns no more U.S. treasuries. Well, what did they do? Did they sit in the ruble? No, because the ruble stinks too. They went into gold. Now, Russia has like 1,000 tons of gold and zero allocated into the U.S. treasuries. Signal. That should have been a signal a few years ago as to what was coming. And it was. We talked about it. I mean, I remember talking about it back then. But that's where we're headed. Now, it gets worse than that. It's not just Russia. Let's look at China. China's U.S. treasury holdings. Look at how they've declined. From 1.4 trillion down to like 820 billion. So they're under $1 trillion for the first time in well over a decade. They're getting rid of it hand over fist.
And Kirk, there's more dollars than ever now as well, right? I heard Patrick McDavid, he was at a live conference, and he made this statement. I don't know exactly the date of this event, but I saw it. He said like 40% of the US dollars didn't exist like 18 months ago, 2 years ago. Like 40% of our currency didn't even exist 2 years ago.
Correct. Well, just in this year's budget, we're going to go $3 trillion in debt. I mean, who in their right mind would say, okay, let's say, David, that you're this financial genius and you're telling Stacey, I got our budget for this year. We're going to spend $730,000. And she says, but we only make... $400,000. What are you thinking? We can't spend more than what we make, and we only make $400,000. You're going to spend $730,000. Now add a bunch of zeros to that, because that's Biden's budget, spending $7.3 trillion. We only bring in about $4 trillion, and somehow people think that this is a good idea. So to put that into perspective, that's $3 trillion in the hole in 1 year. It took from 1776 until 1980 to just generate $1 trillion worth of debt. 204 years it took us to accumulate $1 trillion, and Biden wants to add $3 trillion on this year's budget, and Congress rubber stamps it and says, yeah, this is great, let's do it. It's like, what are they thinking, right? This is absolutely bonkers and insane. So because of those kind of stupid policy actions, the rest of the world now is dumping U.S. dollars. Because they realize, oh, without the reserve currency status that now the BRICS nations have, for all intents and purposes, stealing the petrodollar away from us. Actually, they didn't steal it. They just had a better plan than we did because we print money like there's no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Central banks are dumping dollars all over the world. I mean, look at this chart. I mean, the percentages are almost irrelevant. Just look at the picture.
So we're creating more dollars and they're getting rid of dollars at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bad combo.
So who owns those dollars? If the rest of the world's getting rid of them and we're printing them like mad, the Fed owns them. They're the buyer of last resort. So the Fed's balance sheet is absolutely toxic because they own all these worthless U.S. treasuries because nobody else will buy them. And the story that always comes every single week at treasury auctions is, hey, we sold all the U.S. treasuries. The demand for the U.S. dollar is strong. It's like, no, who's the buyer? Is it China? Nope. Is it Japan? Nope. Is it Europe? Nope. Is it anybody around the world? Nope. Well, who's buying them then? The Fed, with money that they print out of thin air. To me, that's not a real buyer. But they're going to spread the message of there's demand for the U.S. treasuries because every single auction goes completely 100% fulfilled, but nobody's asking the real question of who's buying this stuff. It's the Fed with money that they're printing out of thin air. So their balance sheet's absolutely toxic, right? Just toxic with something that's going to go away. It's like, well, why would they want it to go away? Why would they shoot themselves in the foot?
Good question.
Well, because they have a different plan. They're the ones that are ushering in central bank digital currency, which is going to control every aspect of every person's life. To me, it's the mark of the beast. And so when they're going to usher in the new system, they're still in control, except it's better control because it's digital and they can track everything. So they don't care if they get rid of their old system. They're killing their old baby so they can have a new baby. That's how I look at it. They're still the same people in charge, but this is really ugly and insidious. And so then there's another chart on there that, let's see, dollars in, dollars out, gold flows to the east. Oh, I don't think I put it in there. But so what else is happening is, it's not just China that's buying gold. It's not just China. When you look around the world, it's mostly the BRICS nations, but most of the Western nations are getting rid of it. It's like, most of the nations like Canada, the United Kingdom, they're not holding gold for other countries. They're not having repatriation from there. They're just getting rid of it because they know that their time in the sun is done. There's a power shift from the West to the East.
Wow.
And they need money to survive. Their entitlements have overtaken their revenue. They're not the world's reserve currency. They're forced to sell good assets to pay off bad. See, this is what's happening all around the globe. And what do we get to do? Yeah, look, that chart right there. Thanks, Colton, for bringing that up. But what do then we do? We do the same thing that they're doing. They're buying gold because they know that that's where their strength. Now, I'm not buying gold. I'm buying silver because silver is outpacing gold by a lot. It's equally as safe, and silver and gold tend to rise together, but silver, because of the manufacturing demand for it, is going to rise faster. So we're allocated into silver, and we should spend an entire show on why we're in silver and what that's going to do in people's portfolios when we start to do a rate trade into gold.
That would be fun.
Blown away. And there's a method to our madness of why we go into silver when all these central banks are going into gold. And the quick answer is because I want to get you more gold for free. That's why. And we leverage silver to get to that point. So these are perilous times we're living in. It's hard to believe that they're right underneath our nose right now when we've been talking about it for a couple of years. But these things happen really, really fast when they start to happen. So I want to encourage everybody who's on the fence, might not have rolled all their stuff into metals yet, whether they're in their mutual funds, old 401ks, whatever. I mean, allocate more. As our family, you know, we like real estate and we're looking at, you know, let's buy some more real estate. You know what I decided last night? It's like, we're not going to buy any more real estate right now. We're going to invest into silver because I still think real estate's going to stay static or come down and the silver doubles or triples over the next year. I get that house for free, right? So we're allocating into strength withholding other purchases to take advantage of this trend because it's so strong.
I feel like, Dr. Kirk, as you're talking, when you're in a roller coaster and you're getting ready to hit that first, you know, and you're like, boom, 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 click, boom. Click, exactly. Click, that's what I feel like we're at. And then we're at this top right here, and it's like, woo, we're getting ready to go down. And I mean, we're seeing that everybody's feeling it. Everybody's very aware of it. So if that's you, Flyover family, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to make that move. Just go to flyovergold.com. It's a landing page, place you can fill out your information. Then someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up that free consultation. Again, it's free. It doesn't cost you any money to find out your options. Or you can call 720-605-3900 to set a time for that free consultation. Again, it's 720-605-3900. You're going to call that number and then they'll schedule a consultation for you. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for bringing this information.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always very positive about what's going on because you have answers to be able to help us so that we can sleep at night. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Angle! We got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes!
30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. I was hungry. You gotta be hungry.
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there was an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo de la Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left. Like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well. So we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to ThriveTimeShow.com to get your tickets. For more great content, go to FlyOverConservatives.com.